Hi, I'm Kate.
And I'm Phil.
And this is The Underground, the podcast for garden sector professionals and the official podcast partner of Glee 2024.
In this special collection of episodes, we'll be sharing over 20 interviews that we recorded live from our podcast booth at Glee this year, offering fresh insights from the innovators and trailblazers that keep the garden sector growing.
So, without further ado, let's get down and dirty.
In today's episode, we wanted to highlight some businesses you may not immediately associate with the garden sector. Later, we'll be hearing from the UK's marketing manager, Seb Bartlett, at Shark Ninja. But first, we chatted with Simon Mayhew from eBay.
Afternoon, Simon.
Afternoon.
So, eBay are the key sponsor for Glee this year. So, can you tell us a bit about what the garden sector is that you're interested in?
I think the beauty of eBay is that we can sell everything. We have these limitless shelves. So, we can offer everything you need for the garden or gardening. We'll have sole traders on the site. We'll have huge manufacturers, the biggest brands selling directly on our site as well. But I'm particularly keen to develop what we call like the re-commerce opportunity. Okay. So we would love manufacturers to sell their clearance stock on the site.
Okay. Right.
We would love for some of the garden tools businesses to sell their refurbished products on the site. So there was a panel earlier on, and Flymo were talking about the certified refurbished program that we have at eBay and how successful that's been for them. We'd love more brands to participate in that as well.
Okay. So we're not saying that eBay is just another sales channel. What makes it so different?
I think it's much more than a... I mean, it is a sales channel. It's an extra opportunity for brands or smaller sellers to kind of showcase their products to a huge number of shoppers from around the country.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's also an opportunity to kind of, particularly for brands, to influence and tell their story. You know, if those shoppers are coming onto our site and they're searching for products, there are so many opportunities for the brands to kind of talk about their credentials, to talk about how they're different and how they're strong and better than the competition.
So what sort of products actually sell best on the platform then?
I think the things that perform particularly well this year would be things like tools, so lawnmowers, strimmers have performed particularly well. And as I've mentioned already, we have the certified refurbished program that kind of differentiates us versus other people.
Mm-hmm.
But then also like the essentials, like weed killers.
Right.
They'll always be strong performers for us.
Okay.
So they're probably the ones that stand out.
So I'm interested in that you say lawnmowers sell quite well. I mean, that's a big purchase. And they do well through eBay with people not seeing them, not trying them out.
That's quite
an interesting one, I find.
The thing with eBay is like it kind of amazes me, like the quantities that the people will be buying. So, I mean, also under my remit is things like DIY materials. And you'll be buying those in vast quantities, huge sizes. So a lawnmower coming in a pretty compact box is pretty easy to ship and works really well.
Right, I suppose never think about it like that. So, I mean, you've kind of mentioned about that, but why do you think eBay is such a good fit for the garden sector?
I think the first reason would be the sheer amount of choice. I mean, the thing that strikes me being at Glee today is just the amount of brands, the amount of different type of products, how they vary by season. It's really hard for someone to go to a physical store and be able to buy everything they want. And particularly if you're a specialist and you know your things and you're looking for particular brands and particular types of products, I think that's where eBay can help you in terms of we will offer those products and you will have them delivered to your home really conveniently and very, very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And as I said before, it's not just the big brands. It will also be smaller products, smaller businesses that are offering unique products that you might not be able to buy from your local store. You'll be able to access those as well. So it's convenient, a massive choice. At the same point, they offer great value as well.
Is it fair to say, though, that there's still a perception of eBay as an auction site and, you know, for selling secondhand products?
I think definitely there's a perception of secondhand. I mean, re-commerce, pre-loved, refurbished. These are all things that are really important to us and are growing really quickly.
Right.
So I think that perception is right and perhaps will strengthen. That doesn't mean to say that we don't have a huge new business.
Right.
And we do.
Mm-hmm.
I think the auction piece is interesting. Like, we do offer that functionality.
And that's how it started.
That's the heritage, isn't it?
And that's important, particularly in certain categories. But I think if you went onto the site now, lots of the listings you'd see would be buy it now because it's just a lot easier and more convenient for shoppers.
Yeah. So is eBay better suited, especially within the garden sector, for manufacturers or for distributors?
Ooh,
or both?
Yeah. The reality is we've got so many examples of it working for both. So there are lots of manufacturers that have their own dedicated stores on eBay and are shipping their orders directly to customers. I think there are certain requirements in order for that to work well. So you've got to have the resource and the expertise within your business in order to make that happen. You also need the customer service teams in order to respond to queries quickly. There are other businesses that don't meet that criteria and therefore they can use the distributors. And there are many like 3P partners out there that have the expertise, that have the resource, that will offer, that will be able to support those businesses selling on eBay. So I think it just depends on who you are, what level of resource expertise that you have within your business. We have examples of both working really well.
Mm. So you mentioned 3P there. So just for people who aren't aware, that's third-party logistics type companies.
It varies. It does get complicated because you'd have some that would be just logistic partners. You might have somebody that will manage your store on your behalf.
Okay.
And therefore, they will activate all the listings. They'll pick the orders and fulfill them. And therefore, it'll be a case of you just selling in or maybe giving them access to your inventory.
Right.
Okay. So what tips would you give to a manufacturer or a distributor who's wanting to sell products on your platform? What tips would you give them?
Come and see us would be the first one. So obviously,
have you actually got a stand here?
We've got a stand here. Right. Yeah. Please come and see us. Come and talk to us. We've got a team of experts that will support you. Aside from that, I think it's really worth starting with the question of, what do you want to get out of it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to just sell your top sellers, or do you see it as an opportunity to sell products that might have low distribution in physical stores, so the tail of your range, and get them open up nationwide access?
Oh, okay.
Do you want to use this as a channel to sell your clearance stock? Mm-hmm. Do you want to use this as a channel to kind of sell your returns? That could be another opportunity. How would you differentiate your range on eBay, maybe versus physical stores or maybe versus other online retailers? These are all things to kind of ask and work through. And then you can get to the next stage, which is, okay, we know what we want to achieve, but how do we do it? Do we do that direct with our integrating our own direct D2C store, direct to consumer store, or do we talk to a third party that can potentially support us and execute that strategy?
Right. So, I mean, I've done quite a bit of work with Amazon, and I mean, trying to get to speak to an account manager at Amazon is an absolute nightmare. Unless you're a really big player, it can be really difficult to get to speak to somebody and get the support that you need if you're a small business. Is there support there for a small business that eBay can provide?
And I think it's a good question. I think one of the differentiators of us versus other marketplaces is our accessibility. You know, we have a dedicated customer service team that will support you. And you can reach out to us for new people coming on board. We have particular programs like what we call Startup Scale Up, which will support businesses launching on the site and then kind of growing really, really quickly. So all of these things are accessible to the sellers.
Okay.
So in relation to, I'm going to ask a question that isn't on the sheet. How are garden centre groups, how are they with you? Do they feel threatened by you, especially at an event like Glee, or are they kind of open to talk to you?
I think what I love about this role is I'm not a competitor. So eBay don't have any stock. So
we're
trying to do is help you or help the seller, the garden centre, grow as fast as they can to kind of sell as to keep as many eBay shoppers as happy as possible.
Right.
And therefore, we're very much a partner.
Right.
So if the garden centre goes through that process of understanding their objectives, then we can definitely support them in terms of reaching more shoppers and potentially helping them clear, get rid of clearance stock, or maybe open up some of those listings to more of a huge audience of customers.
Right. Interesting. Okay. So is this your first time at Glee?
I thought, when I was wandering around just a minute ago, it suddenly dawned on me that I was here a very, very long time ago.
Oh, really?
So my first ever job was a graduate buyer at Safeway. And
Safeway's a while ago.
I know, exactly. This is how old I am. And I was the horticulture buyer. That was my first ever job. And
I
remember coming to this and just and being like absolutely blown away by how many businesses attended it and the kind of range that was offered. So I think I've been once before, but it was a very, very long time ago.
Yeah, fascinating.
So how are you finding it this year? And has anything caught your eye?
I love gardening. So
That's good.
I'm new into this role and but it's a job that I've always wanted. Right. And I was saying to my wife that I was going to this event and I can't wait to wander around and just see all the different stands. In terms of things that I've been kind of taken back by, you know, in a biased perspective, I really enjoyed the panel discussion that Hannah from our team had with Flymo and Marshalls. I think it's really nice to talk about or hear from businesses about the tools that they use on eBay to grow their business, how their strategies change. And they're talking about how they like to test and learn and use us as a way to kind of understand the market better. And then for Flymo to kind of praise our certified refurbished program so much, it was fantastic to hear. So I very much enjoyed that session, but I personally need to go and find a scarifier. I'm tired of doing the manual process.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I want to go and try and find the best one that's out there.
Well, it's autumn. Now's the time to do
it.
Yeah,
it's good hearing you know what a scarifier is.
Oh, it's all done. It's already.
It's already.
Yeah, the lawn is regenerating right now.
Brilliant.
Oh, well, there's so many lawn companies here today to go and talk to.
Oh, okay. Well,
there's loads of amazing experts around.
Okay, so, I'm definitely going to have conversations with them later.
Yes, definitely.
It's interesting what you were saying, though. Taking you back a couple of questions, when Kate was talking to you about whether you felt that eBay was a competitor to the garden centres. And I think your proposition is really interesting because you're not come in and say, oh, we sell all your stock. You know, we'll just take it all and we'll give you a store within our store, you know, and you can load all your stock on there and everything. You actually say, no, actually, we want your returns. We've got this refurbished program. It's those bits, maybe the bits which you can find hard to sell.
Yeah.
You know, there isn't a natural marketplace for those things.
Yeah, exactly that. I mean, the point I always make to people is that the sellers are in complete control.
Right.
It's their business on eBay. I think my points around clearance and certified is just to encourage them to kind of differentiate and think about us in a slightly different way.
Yeah.
But I'd like them to put every single item on the website.
And maybe a smaller company, that worked really well. But, you know, for the larger companies that need to support some of the bigger retailers and that sort of thing, you know, it could well be seen as direct competition and not good and damaging to their business.
Yeah, exactly. But you're right, there's a kind of a different, there's an eBay way is kind of how I would describe it. And there's an opportunity to differentiate your inventory and your strategy versus your other channels, delivering incremental sales, which is exactly what Flymo were talking about earlier on.
Right. No, I think it's fascinating. Yeah.
Have you seen that there's been a drop in sales with the weather we've had this summer, or has that not really hit eBay sellers?
I think everyone here would say that the weather was it the worst summer in 9 years?
Yeah, and just the wettest, coldest.
And and this area is so seasonal.
Yeah.
I think what I like about what Hannah and my team has done.
Yeah.
Is that because we've been able to offer more brands, different types of inventory like certified refurbished, we can very much like mitigate that weather impact.
Right.
I'm particularly excited about what we can do right now. Like, we've had the conversations about like regenerating your lawn and autumn.
All
of the things that go on right now.
Yeah.
Perhaps in the past we haven't made the most of that, but this year I think we're really going for it. And you suddenly realise the kind of breadth of categories that you can cater for. Like,
absolutely.
You've got lighting, heating, fencing, sheds, bulbs.
So much.
It just
so
goes
much.
On and on and on. And
people don't realise.
No, they don't. And we kind of, and understandably, you will focus on the spring opportunity. But for us, where we're not space constrained, we need to make the most of it.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in to talk to us, Simon. Really found it fascinating getting that insight and understanding the proposition from EBO. Because I must admit, when I heard you were coming on, I was like, oh, what are we going to talk about? eBay and gardening, I'm not sure. But I understand the proposition now. It's really fascinating.
Yeah,
really
definitely.
Good.
And I've bought on eBay for gardening many times.
Good. Please continue to do so. Yeah.
So thank you very much.
Lovely to meet you. Thank you.
And enjoy the rest
of the show.
Oh, dear. Listen, we're twins now.
And now, on to our conversation with Seb Bartlett from Shark Ninja.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Hi there, Seb.
Good to see you.
So maybe we could start by just asking you to give us a little bit of background to Shark Ninja and what the company's all about.
Yeah, sure. So Shark Ninja is a multi-billion-dollar global business.
Oh, is that all?
we see ourselves very much as like a home and a technology-based brand. Where we do lots of innovations throughout three of our engineering hubs across the world. So we've got an engineering hub in Boston, which is where we're originally founded, where our head office is based. We've got one in Battersea Power Station, literally right inside the power station in London.
Oh, cool.
And then our other is over in China as well. And they work at creating like five-star amazing products that try and make positively impact basically consumers' lives throughout their life and make everything easier for you.
Fantastic.
We are across two brands, so we are across Shark and also Ninja.
Right.
So Shark tends to be more on the clean side, such as the vacuum cleaners market, whereas Ninja is very much the cooking and the kitchen appliances market.
So what are the types of products in your portfolio that fit in with the audience that we see at Glee?
Yeah, so we've got a great range of new outdoor products. So we're relatively new to the space, so we launched our first outdoor electric barbecue grill and the Woodfire family at the start of last year, so 2023.
Okay.
Right.
And we've massively been expanding the range. So we've now got three barbecue electric grills available in the market. We've also launched an electric outdoor pizza oven that we launched at the end of 2023. Mm. And really recently, we've also launched our FrostVault coolers. A FrostVault cooler.
FrostVault cooler. Just explain a bit more what that is like.
So it's a big cool box, really large. I mean, that the larger units can help ridiculous number of cans.
Right.
But they basically can keep ice for up to 6 days. So as long as you have the lid.
6 days?
Yeah, so you can take it away on holiday with you. And it'd be great, you know, you wouldn't have to worry about having to replace the ice. And it also comes with a dry box at the bottom. So at the moment, a lot of coolers, you have to put in your food into the top and it gets really soggy, particularly because it's a sandwich. So we've created this box below, which is a dry zone, but it's still refrigerated temperature by the ice, basically pushing the coolant down.
So it stops things getting soggy sandwiches and things like that. Oh, great.
So have you seen a rise in the popularity with outdoor living and sort of making an impact on your business?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, since we've launched the barbecue grill last year, we've seen an improvement in the overall barbecue market. That's actually the number one selling barbecue now in the UK. And we've really seen, like, now we're launching a lot of new products like FrostVault. Coolers has been a market where, you know, the UK hasn't really got that market versus the United States or versus countries like Germany. We're literally selling out of any stock that we go live with within a few days. Like, the market is growing exponentially as a result of us entering into space.
How have you found this summer has been trading? Because it's been such a miserable summer. Yeah. Has it affected sales?
I think because we're a lot newer to the space and there's a lot of excitement around Ninja as a brand coming off of the air fryer craze.
I love an air fryer.
See a lot of success even when the weather hasn't been as great. A lot of our barbecues are waterproof and they can continue to operate while it's raining, so perfect for the British weather. So overall, you know, for us it's been great. And as the summer did start to pull through, particularly later into the season, then we saw sales, you know, go from strength to strength.
Right, so that's quite important for us to probably make people aware of. So Ninja is the same Ninja, Kitchen Ninja, who, yes. who do the air fryers and everything the people.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah, the Nutri Ninjas, so the blenders, the air fryers, the multi cookers, you name it. Pretty much we do a Ninja kitchen appliance now. The outdoor range is known as the Ninja Wood Fire range.
Okay.
So that's the three barbecues and the outdoor oven. So we do differentiate it slightly from the indoor market.
Right. And so are you the marketing manager for all of Ninja?
Yes.
Or just, yeah, for the whole lot.
It's so, a bit bad.
Oh, right. Wow. Oh, yeah. My goodness me.
That is some responsibility.
And it's global, you're saying? But you're not.
No,
you're
I'm
the
UK and Ireland.
Right, okay.
So there'll be an equivalent to me in the US.
Right.
Many people in the US. Equivalent to me in Germany and France, which are the two biggest markets within Europe as well.
Goodness me.
Fantastic.
That's it's quite a big responsibility. So how is your product development coming on with the UK market, would you say? Got anything new in the pipeline?
Oh, there's lots of new stuff coming. Definitely advise anybody to sign up to our mailing lists because we love to tease and give out as soon as we can announce new products on that. If you're at the Glit event as well, we're on our stand and you can sign up to become potentially one of our partners, then we can share with you some of the MPD that's coming.
Okay.
Product development is never ending. It's literally a 24-hour operation for us as a business. And we're not slowing down. And I think the success that we've seen of a lot of our outdoor products over the last 18 or so months is just accelerating our desire to launch more and more products in the area. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely say watch this space.
Watch this space.
And a lot of it is being developed for European mindsets.
Right, I was going to say, it's not just copycat from America.
Exactly. And that's where the Battersea London office really comes in handy. Right. You know, hundreds of British international engineers which are making products for various markets.
Yeah. Okay. So have you actually launched or are you announcing anything new at Glee this year?
Unfortunately not. We are at another event that came on at the end of last week, where we have announced several new products across Ninja.
So
it just aligns perfectly well. The new coffee machine, I know it's not necessarily an outdoor product.
Well, we like coffee though.
Lord gardeners.
I mean, the coffee ground go great on the garden day.
There we go, absolutely.
There's also like the Ninja slushy machine, so a lot of indoor products in particular.
Right.
But I'd keep an eye out for the beginning of next year when there might be some new exciting stuff coming.
Okay.
Right, and I think you may alluded to this a little bit when you were talking about the cool box thing that you were talking about. I'm sorry, I couldn't remember the name.
Frostvault.
Are your outdoor living products portable? And could you take them on holiday, for instance? So not just the cool box, the cool vault.
The Frostvault.
Frostvault. Frostvault.
Get
I'll get
the
it right.
Program, Grandad.
Yeah,
think
about Jack Frost. No, Frostvault.
Frostvault.
There we go. Frostvault. So the Frostvault's one of our most portable products, and there's no need to power it. You can just take it with you in the car. Another really portable product is actually in the Shark side of the business. So it's a Shark FlexBreeze fan. So it is a cordless fan that you can charge up.
Okay.
But then you can take it away as a pedestal fan, and it will last for about 20 hours on the lower setting.
Wow.
Right.
Or you can even detach to just be a tabletop fan as well. It's a super portable product that you can have outside with you. With the barbecue grills, you need to be somewhere with power.
Right.
But of course, if you're going caravanning, or you're going to a camping site and they potentially have the facilities for you to plug in, then particularly the smaller barbecues, you know, they're very easy and portable to carry. They've got handles on that you can move them around relatively easily.
Okay. So is this your first year at Glee as Shark Ninja?
Yes, it is. Oh, it's predominantly showing up as Ninja today, but there is a little bit of Shark on the stand as well. But yeah, we're really excited to just really enter into this space. You know, now that we've established ourselves a little bit more in the wider market, we want to really, you know, get the more businesses alongside.
So you're looking at getting into gardens, more garden centres.
Garden
That's
centers,
kind of why you're here.
Yeah, independent space. You know, we're already a member of Euronix, but we really want to expand more into the independence section of the market.
Right. So this is a real focus for you now then to get into the garden centres.
Yeah, 2025, you know, that is our big push.
And it's going to be a great summer as well.
After this year, hopefully.
It has to be. So what do you think of Glee? Have you had a good wander around?
I have. Well, I got on your house at the end of last year.
Oh, okay.
With a garden. So this is perfect. For me. So I've been getting lots of inspiration from all of the various stalls here, how to do gardening, how to put borders in, the various plant ideas as well. So it's really interesting to just walk around and see what else is on offer.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. So
you've got a new garden yourself.
Yeah.
Do you actually enjoy gardening?
I didn't initially, but I've really gotten into it over the summer.
Ah, okay.
So I think as the weather got better and I enjoy being outside, I've actually taken to making my new built garden actually have more than just grass. Putting in a border, you know, putting in lots of different plants, understanding what goes in clay soil and what goes in the shade and not shade. So that actually been really enjoyable.
Get that. Yeah, getting those different soils. Do you think you'll be coming to Glee again as a company? Is this the right place for you?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a massive venue. I think it's larger than we anticipated.
Oh, really? It is huge, isn't it?
Yeah. First time, obviously, we're here, so we didn't really understand the true scale of it. And we only got really halfway through the first day, and we've already had a lot of positive leads, a lot of positive interaction with our stand and with the product. So I can't see us not being back next year. And as I said, keep an eye out for new product coming out.
Next
year, there'll be even more here.
Yeah, fantastic. So have you had a chance to have a look around?
Yeah, I had a walk around this morning and then also after lunch as well.
Yeah. Did anything catch your eye in particular?
What was the thing that... I like a lot of water features. I've been very interested in water features for the garden.
Yes.
And there's some cool ones out there. And then I think the pergolas.
Pergolas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. There's some really nice ones that... Definitely interested in for my garden. Probably going more into spring now for next year.
What about for the company as a whole? Is there anything that kind of you feel, or maybe we could go in partnership with them? Or
well, we're already in partnership with a few independents that are based within the space. The biggest one is Angus and Oink, which is a Scottish rubs company.
For your meats.
Yeah, and we work them on a joint seasoning. So there's a Ninja Wood Fire and X Angus.
Oh,
Oink.
I see. Oh, and they're here.
I don't know if they're at the event, but they are with a lot of the various retailers and the garden centres that we are looking to stock with.
Could potentially be somebody that you could go into partnership that's here that you might not have thought about. And we'll go and chat with them.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant. I think we've rattled through that.
Well, yeah, we have actually. Goodness me. But I think it's really important that people realise that Glee isn't just about obvious gardening products. It's about the whole outdoor living industry. And it's easy to get kind of bogged down by compost and, you know, plant products. But actually, Glee is so much more than just gardening.
So I've got a question for you. So you've got quite a range of products within your product catalogue.
Yeah.
Do you actually have many of your products at home? And what's your favourite product? favourite Shark product and favourite Ninja product.
That's good.
Well done.
Like my house is literally, my kitchen's a Ninja kitchen.
And it is.
Brilliant.
And so is my parents' house, and so is my grandma's house. Literally everybody I know has now got a Ninja kitchen. I'll say on the Ninja side, it'd have to be my Jewel Zone air fryer. It's probably still my top product.
Okay. They are great.
I literally probably use my oven once in a blue moon now. I literally never use it. I just use my Jewel Zone. From the Shark side of things, it has to be the cordless vacuum cleaner.
Right.
Just the top end of the range.
Cordless vacuum cleaner.
Yeah,
so it is a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, it auto detects the dirt on the floor to increase its battery and its suction. It can detect the edge when you're going up against an edge and increase the amount of suction at the edge specifically.
Oh my goodness.
So I mean, it's made my cleaning job a lot easier. And we actually just announced a new partner on the Shark side with Courtney Cox as well.
Oh wow.
She's going to be in some of our ads coming up.
Wow, that is a big partnership.
It is.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of exciting partnerships on the Ninja side. We've got David Beckham. He's our biggest sign at the moment.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
I've seen
on the podcast.
He's a big fan of the Frostvolt and the barbecue grill, which you will see on our various socials.
So are you quite high-end, would you say, your products?
Yeah, so we develop very premium, good quality products. Right. We want to have them as good value as well. We're not there to outprice the consumer from these products. Some of them are very affordable and, you know, very achievable price.
Okay.
We have a good range within that product. Mm-hmm. So we have more of the entry level for us, all the way up to the top.
But it is about quality,
All about quality, all about innovation, about making that really good product really easy for the consumer.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm quite interested in the relationship between the UK and the American part of the business. So, I mean, you've already alluded to the fact that you've got, you know, development centres within the UK. So obviously you're not things aren't being directed completely from the States. How much autonomy does the UK have compared to the States lately have?
Well, I guess as the UK, so because I've been in the business 4 years, I've seen a big transformation from where the UK and Europe in general have become a much larger part of our overall global business. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we're starting to get a lot more control over what we launch. You know, we develop products specifically for our markets, like the kettle and toaster. particularly the kettle, that's not a thing that the Americans buy.
Right.
And that was developed purely for pretty much the UK market.
How come they don't buy a kettle? Is it because they don't do tea?
For hot water.
No.
And the whole kettle just aren't a thing
coffee.
In the US. Yeah. The other one is the new coffee machines being purely made really for the European market. You know, it's a really big European espresso-based product, but it is also very versatile. It's just made for the US market as well. So we're getting a lot more autonomy. We get a lot more, as our business has grown, we're just getting a lot more in what we need. Air fryers has been a larger market almost in the UK than it has in the US.
Again,
that drives a lot of the global decision making.
Interesting.
So yeah, the UK is definitely getting a lot more input. And with the engineers, you know, a large percentage of them being British, it really helps make sure that we're doing the right things for the market.
So, I mean, you saying you've been with Shark Ninja for 4 years, obviously you've seen that meteoric rise. Did that catch everybody by surprise with the air fryers?
Air fryers, the level, I think, particularly when we had all the budget issues, you know, going to that in October 2022, that wasn't expected. The business had been growing for a long time since before that, particularly with the launch of like our multi cookers. So I think there was an expectation that Ninja as a brand was going to, you know, continue to grow.
Right.
It's probably just fast tracked us by about 2-3 years, the level of growth that we've had, particularly in the UK. It just means that people now see Ninja and want Ninja across the board. They want that Ninja product in an outdoor setting as well as in their air fryer in their kitchen.
Excellent.
So we've got a little bit more time, so I just want to talk to you about the grill that you're telling us about. So can you just describe it for us? I mean, just describe it and just tell us you know, what some of the unique things about it.
So here's the Ninja Wood Fire Electric Outdoor Barbecue Grill and Smoker. And the SKU code is the OG701. Used to our SKU codes if you start doing business with us.
Yes.
And it's a 7-in-1 barbecue grill. It's all powered by electric power. So we don't use any wood for the actual fuel. We don't use any gas. We don't use any charcoal.
Right.
But it does have a little unit at the side of it where you can put a scoop of wood fire pellets.
Right.
So you get 2 bags of wood fire pellets when you buy the unit. And you put that in, you ignite. The machine will ignite the little box.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it can use that as flavour rather than fuel.
Oh, okay.
So even though the electric
fuel,
so you get 2 different types, like a robust blend, which gives you a much stronger flavour, and then a more standard, wood fiery type of flavour.
Oh, my dad would love this. I'm a vegetarian, so maybe not so for me. It's only so much halloumi and aubergine I can eat, but I can think of lots of people who would.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to worry about it heating up. You heat it really, really quickly. Mm-hmm. And it'll keep the temperature at the perfect temperature for you, so you haven't got to worry about
the health
fluctuating.
And safety kind of
issue. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's really easy to clean afterwards. You can just wash it in the sink.
So watch out, Weber. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah,
really?
Maybe. And because it's a Ninja, of course, it can air fry. So you can actually air fry within it.
Oh, wow.
And there are accessories where you can divide it. So you have half grill, half air fry. So you can do the same. You can do your meat and your chips at the same time.
Oh, my goodness.
For example, you can roast, you can bake. Within it, you know, there's lots of functions.
Yeah, so it's not just a grill.
No, it's not just a grill. It's much more.
Sounds like a terrible company to work for to do product testing with, doesn't it?
And then if you step up to our largest one, which is it's just the Pro XL Connect version, and the OG901. That one comes with app connectivity, and it's also third larger, so you can get more done.
When
you download the Ninja Wood Fire app, you can then set everything you want, and you can turn it on from the app. You can set the temperature from the app at the time. It will tell you when to flip.
Goodness.
If you wanted to put a steak and make sure it got to medium, it will tell you exactly when to finish, to take it off. So I mean, it will literally take all the guesswork out, but you don't have to tell that when you have people coming around. You've done all the work, and you're an amazing cook and barbecuer, but I'm not going to give you any food poisoning anymore.
That sounds brilliant.
Yeah. Well, I think that just about wraps it up. I think we've covered everything there which we wanted to talk to you about. So thank you so much for giving us your time. It's been really fascinating to find out a bit more about.
Yeah, and enjoy the rest of Glee and good luck with your garden.
It's great. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, could I ask a small favour? Please take the time to review the show and share us with your colleagues. It really does make a difference and will help others to find us too. To keep up to date with the latest happening from the underground, sign up to our email newsletter at theunderground.fm. I'm Kate Turner, the Gardener Guru. I'm a horticulturist, garden consultant, and presenter. To find out more, check out my website at gardenerguru.co.uk.
And I'm Phil Wright, founding partner of Wright O'Barra, a creative marketing agency specialising in the home and garden sectors. And for anyone bringing a new product to market, we've created a handy 7-step guide to help take your product marketing from zero to hero. Find out more at writeobara.com.